Did you know that you're built by design to win? Life is too short not to make your dreams a reality. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, a podcast that provides simple strategies for goal achievement, more confidence, personal happiness, boosting your income, and building a quality lifestyle as an entrepreneur. Let's get started. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome again to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. And this is Wonderful Wednesday. We are rolling right along. Listen, in the next couple of days, I am going to give you guys the new revised 7th year anniversary on Designing Your Life Today. We are going to celebrate that 7th year anniversary no matter what. Hurricane Irma interrupted things there, but that's okay. We are back on track and we're going to make it happen. It's what we do. Well, today, since this is Wonderful Wednesday, and usually on Wednesdays, we talk about relationships, specifically your relationship with you and what you can learn about your relationship with yourself in relation to other people. So our topic for today is your relationships and you. What do those relationships say about you? What are they telling you about you? And what do you want to look for if you struggle to have good relationships, improve on your relationships? Then perhaps there's something you need to learn about yourself. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But before we get to that, I want to take a moment and let you guys know that you can still win a free copy of my newest book, Start Winning, How to Achieve Like the Top 8%. So it's a great book. It's easy to follow. It's an interesting read, and not because I wrote it, but that might be a part of it. I keep saying that. I have to kind of say that. But it is a good book. It's a great book in terms of if you are not achieving your goals, if you're in the process of setting goals again, over and over and over because you are not achieving them, this book will help you a lot. It's going to help you understand more about goal setting and more about goal achievement so that you can finally get unstuck and remove those obstacles out of the way and move forward in a big way. So, if you want to win a copy of the book, then all you have to do is go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com and you will see join the Power of Today newsletter. And all you have to do is fill that form out. Now, if you're listening to this on your cell phone, we've made it even easier for you. Then simply text the word power up to 42828. That's 42828. Text the word power up to 42828 and you can get on the newsletter list, the Power Up Today newsletter list that way. And this book is going to be given away to those who sign up for our newsletters, the brand new signees, the brand new Power Up Today people who want to receive our newsletter. Keep in mind that when you get the newsletter, it's a lot of great information in there. So there are several reasons to sign up for it. If you want to find out more about that, when you go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com, you'll see Power Up Today and you can click on that and read all about it. And you can find out exactly what's in it for you when you join our Power Up Today newsletter. It's an amazing newsletter. I promise you that. All right, let's talk a little bit about your relationships and you. And really, we're going to talk about understanding your relationships and you because it's important that you understand the role that relationships play in your life. So some things that you can learn about yourself, because that's the purpose of relationships. The real purpose of having relationships is that we get to learn about ourselves. And we learn about ourselves because people around us reflect back to us what we are. And we might not like what we see, and sometimes we absolutely love what we see, but people are going to reflect back to us what we are, and or I should say what we're displaying. And actually, I think I was right the first time, because for that point in time, for that moment in time, it's kind of who you are. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Forrest Gump, and he says, stupid is as stupid does. Well, whatever you're being at that point in time, that's kind of who you are at that point. Now, you don't have to stay that way. So if you don't like how your relationships are going, then you want to take a look at yourself, because relationships, they reflect back to us what we are. That's why many relationships are so hard. Have you ever heard someone say that? Oh, relationships are so hard. But then you find some people who stay in committed relationships and they have friends that they've had since the beginning of time, and they just stay friends forever. And that's because they are grounded. They understand who they are. They like who they are. And whatever they're displaying, it's bringing them back the best part of life to them, their lives to them. It's showing them, reflecting back to them something that they're pleased with. So if your relationships cause you to struggle, you want to stop and ask yourself why. Wait a minute, I feel a power action coming on. So let's get right to it. I think a good power action for today would be, if you don't like the relationships, be it intimate relationships, be it relationships with your friends, family members, ask yourself why. Write the categories down, you know, family, friends, intimate or eros relationships. Write those down, and underneath it, write if you struggle or not. Okay, so if you say, yes, I struggle, then you want to ask yourself why and write what you think the reason is. You have to take a look at yourself when it comes to your relationships. What opinion do you hold about the relationship itself that you're in, or what are the challenges within that relationship? Or what opinion do you hold about the relationship or yourself that prevents it from going the way you want it to go? See, there's something that you are reflecting, or the relationship is reflecting back to you what you are at that point in time. So there's something that you're thinking. There's something that you're being. There's a way that you're behaving, and that relationship is not going in the direction that you want it to go. Now, of course, we find that a lot of personal relationships don't thrive, or intimate relationships. They sometimes have a problem thriving, sometimes going to the next level. So that would be a kind of a great example for us to use. If you have been in a personal relationship, or you are in a more intimate type relationship and it's not going the way you want to, why isn't going the way you want to? Is it because you're holding back? Is it because you're being selfish and making it all about what you're not getting, and you're not giving what you want? So what's going on with that relationship? Be honest about what you feel. And you say, well, I don't know why it's not going the way I want it to go. Listen, been there, done that. And so I get it. But here's the thing. I had to ask myself, why is this not going in the direction that I wanted to go in? And sometimes you have to be really honest with yourself. You have to write down the hard answers, the answers that you don't want to hear. Like, because I'm selfish, I'm spoiled, I want everything my way. And if it's not my way, it's the highway. And so you have to decide at that point, wait a minute, if that's one of the reasons, then am I willing to change that? Is the relationship so important to me that I'm willing to change that? Or if you've brought someone into your life that perhaps you say, wow, this person is so not for me, and how did I end up with this person? It doesn't make them a bad person, and they may in fact be very wonderful, but because you don't feel that connection to that person, perhaps you don't feel that connection because you don't like who you are with them. And you don't like who you've attracted into your life. So what do you do in that case? It's not about them. It's about you changing you. Because one thing that happens, when you make the shift to being the kind of person that you want to be, the kind of person that it was intended for you to be, meaning that awesome, amazing, magnificent type person, when you make that shift, then that person, if they're not awesome, magnificent, if they're not behaving that way, they are on some level that way, awesome, magnificent, and just really wonderful, but they're not being that person because they're holding back their best self for either because of a lack of self-esteem or low confidence or something of that nature. So when that happens, then they're not going to be on that level. But if you make the change, then most likely they'll go away. So, or try to be really, really clingy, in which case you have a decision to make. But I'm going to stay out of that part of it. So what opinion do you hold about the relationship or yourself? You have to be honest. So that's a good power action for you to write those categories down, you know, family, friends, intimate relationships, and write why do you think it's not going the way that you want it to go. And look at it from your perspective. Look at you. Don't look at the other person and don't talk about everything that's wrong with them, because that's pretty easy to do. Why? Because our ego allows us to protect ourselves and tell ourselves how wonderful we are and that it's the rest of the world that's really messed up, right? But the truth of the matter is nobody's messed up. The world's not messed up. You're not messed up. I'm not messed up. None of us are messed up. The thing is there are just some things that we need to change. We need to blossom and allow the wonderful person that we are, our wonderful selves, to actually come to the forefront. What are you trying to push against? Think about that. Is there something that you're pushing against when it comes to being in that relationship? Are you pushing against actually appearing vulnerable, showing your vulnerable side? Because, you know, sometimes we do that because we don't want to be taken advantage of. But here's the thing. When you try to prevent yourself from being taken advantage of, a lot of times that's exactly what happens. So you really want to answer those questions. What are you trying to push against? What is your level of giving and receiving? Remember, I used the example before that, hey, you might have to acknowledge that, wait a minute, I'm just a really selfish person and I make it all about me. And if I'm not getting what I want, if it's not done my way, then you know what? Highway. So what is it? What is your level of giving and receiving? Sometimes we wait for the other person to show us love. Once again, that's a defense mechanism in some cases because we don't want to be hurt. So if you show me I love you, then hey, then I'll love you back. But you know what? If you really love that person and you want to make that connection with that person, you got to show them because they may very well have the same issues you have. But here's the thing. Somebody in that relationship has got to bring the love out so they can love the other person through it. So what is your level of giving and receiving? Are you allowing yourself to kind of be under some illusion to the point where you're being ripped off? And if you are, is that okay? Or do you want to change it? So when I say being ripped off, I'm not talking about being ripped off in the sense that someone's taking your money. I'm talking about being ripped off emotionally, allowing yourself to be a doormat, allowing someone else to treat you like you're so naive and ridiculously out of touch to the point where they think they can walk over you, where they think they can hand you kind of anything or sell you a bill of goods or tell you this huge lie and that you're going to buy into it so that they can do what they want to do their way. Now, if you allow that to happen, then that relationship is reflecting something back to you. And here's the key. The object of the game here is for you to rise up. You know, that's the beautiful part about doing the power action. When you start to really write down what's going on with you and your relationships, like sometimes I hear people talk about how they dislike their family members. Well, you know, I love my family. Now, do I like everyone in my family? I don't dislike anyone in my family. So yes, I do like everyone in my family. But do I want to hang around everybody in my family? Sometimes, yeah, sometimes no. But I like them and I love them all the time. So the thing is, so when people talk about how bad their family is, how awful, how you can't trust your family, they are really revealing who they are, what their thoughts are about family. And not only that, it's what their thoughts are about friends. And it's what their thoughts are about any other kind of intimate relationships that they are involved in or going to be involved in. On some level, they've been hurt. They've been disappointed. They have had someone kind of challenge their trust to the point where they don't trust anymore. They feel like they've been emotionally abused on some level. So they're in protection mode. I mean, if this is you, I'm going to suggest that maybe you get some therapy. And I'm not being funny. You know, get some therapy so that you can kind of find your center again and really feel safe to love. One thing I think we, and I am no exception to this rule. I had to kind of come to this conclusion that, wait a minute, love is not a safety zone. That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, but at the same time, it's a scary thing. Love's not a safety zone. Love is something that you do because you're supposed to do it. It's how we're made. You know, we're made to share love, to give love, to make connections with one another. And so when you can do that, now that person might not return love the way you want them to, but sometimes people are loving you the best way they know how. Sometimes people don't know how to love because they don't love themselves or they've never felt loved. And so as a result, they may be mean to you. They may be rude to you. They may be something other than pleasant. But no matter what, no matter how it is, you know that you've done the right thing. Why? Because your sense of self-worth says love no matter what. Matter of fact, that's a biblical concept. You know, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And if you really think about that, somebody who doesn't love themselves, it's very difficult for them to really be in love with you. But here's the rest of that story. And this is my theory, okay? I have to make sure I take responsibility for this theory. I have a theory that there are times when you can be loving and you can show someone how to love. Now, that doesn't work all the time. And I'm not talking about in physically abusive or even emotionally abusive situations. I mean, people might tell you, oh, try and stick it out, work it out. Hey, if it were me, I'd get the heck out of Dodge. I'm just saying. Don't want anybody to emotionally abuse me and physically abuse me. Absolutely not. So life's too short for that. So my point is, whatever your relationships are reflecting back to you, take a moment and look at them, because this is also some insight, could be some insight, or it is insight as to why you're not achieving your goals if you're not on point with your goal achievement. Because if you're not excited about you, if your confidence and self-esteem is not where it needs to be, it becomes very difficult for you to achieve your goals on a certain level. So you really want to do what it takes to have your relationships in your life be the best relationships possible. How does that happen? By you being the best you possible. So take a moment, look at your relationships and see what they're reflecting back into your life. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you on this wonderful Wednesday. I want you to do life with power. And remember, get registered for the newsletter if you have not done that, because I'm going to give away another copy of my book, Start Winning: How to Achieve Like the Top 8%. Enjoy this wonderful Wednesday and have a great relationship with other people and yourselves. Okay, again, do life with power. Really, I'm going to stop talking now.